Since everyone talks about the weather, today we thought we'd give you something interesting to say the next time one of your neighbors says something about the temperature outside. Ready, Don?
Can't wait.
Okay. Which is colder, the North Pole or the South Pole?
They're both too cold for me.
Good dodge, Don, but the correct answer is the South Pole. The average yearly temperature there is minus 58 degrees Fahrenheit, while at the North Pole, it's a balmy zero.
Weird. They seem so similar. I mean, both poles have 6 months of continuous darkness each year, and even when the sun shines, it never rises more than 23.5 degrees above the horizon, and even then, all that white snow ends up reflecting most of that heat rather than absorbing it.
All true. The difference is that the North Pole is located on a relatively thin sheet of sea ice in the middle of the Arctic Ocean, and all that water has a regulating effect on the air above it, cooling it down in the summer and warming it up in the winter. This causes the sea ice to grow and shrink depending on the season, which in turn affects the air temperature at the pole itself. In contrast, the South Pole is located on top of several thousand feet of thick ice, which sit on top of the continent of Antarctica, so the ice never gets a chance to melt. Plus, Antarctica is the highest continent on Earth, and the South Pole is a whopping 1.5 miles above sea level, which also accounts for the colder temperatures.
Cool. I mean, neat.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Scott Robeson in geography. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.